other government bodies that are just there. So if you start pressurizing them to put some things into law, maybe in your house now you have, it is law for you to plant a tree.
Okay.
Let's put that one there. It is, when you have your house, there must be a tree in that house. By the time you put pressure on them, they won't have any choice, because lawmakers are after your vote.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, if you want to get your vote, they must dance your tune. So one of the major ways you can make them dance your tune during the election is for them to meet your demands. So as a, not just lawmakers now, as a person, you can create awareness through your actions too.
Okay, and also, I think also in the cabinet, the youth should be given some level of percentage to be represented, you know, there. You know, that for them, you know, the truth is, if we don't have those who have consent for the earth, even if they go in there, they may even forget about the earth or what we are talking about now. It takes somebody who is concerned.
You are very right, but you talk today now concerned about the latest gadgets.
The latest
shoe, the latest brand of cars. And all these things still comes from the earth. So in a situation where there's no earth for you to live in, you won't be thinking of the latest car or the latest car. The best thing we can do now is the little of us, some of us that have their awareness on how to keep the earth alive. We have to look for a way to create awareness. We have peer pressure group where they will,
so we should be talking
pressure
about
group, yeah, where we talk about this and look for a way. You don't need to do a big campaign. You can just like plant a tree to save the earth. Mm-hmm. You need now stop deforestation, cutting of trees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of things now, where industries where they cut trees, and all these things are major killers of the earth. We might not feel the impact now, but we think of our future, our children in the future, because they are the ones that will suffer from what we are doing now. So, as youths, enough of listening to or looking for the latest gossip in time. It's time for us to play our role.
Yes, it's time to play our role as youths, okay? So, we have to wake up. Remember, I am actually, like I said, I grew up in the village, and there was this culture. Or this culture we normally have in the village. Your placenta, as you're born, your mother gives birth to you. Your placenta will be used in planting a tree for you. You see that coconut, orange, and all of that. You know, that was natural. It was cultural. It was a tradition that people practice. I don't know if they are still practicing it today. So as you're growing up, your parents will tell you, this is your tree. Okay? That was, in a way, they were conscious of the earth. I don't know how it came about, but that was something that was obtainable then. So I know if there is a way government can, you know, bring in these policies, but every family you must plant a tree. But these days, people are struggling land to build houses, taking up place, you know, places where we're supposed to plant, where we are supposed to plant trees, instead using it for building of houses, which is not supposed to be so. So the youth have a lot to, you know, a lot of things to do. They have a lot of, you know, campaign to do. They have a part to play in order to preserve the earth. So if you're now given opportunity, Brother Solomon, and say, what idea can you bring up in order to curb the uses of, let's say, polythene bags and all of that? What will you say? What will you do? Let me make you the UN what now? Secretary.
Ambassador.
Or ambassador for 5 minutes. Tell me what you would do.
Now, Singapore is the cleanest country now
in the world
now, because there is discipline. You don't just dump. I think they banned the use of polythene
bags
there.
And bottles. What is it called again?
Now that's a country that knows the fact what the importance of the planet Earth.
They are now, being proactive, actually.
Yes, now. Well, now in the country where we have plastic bottles, plastic zip plastic in their sewage system, we have polythene bags in their sewage system. All these things will come down hard on us when nature takes its course. Now, one of the things I will do is to get governments to bring down some laws to prohibit people from dumping refuse where they are not supposed to. And one of the things we do is also make sure that their method of dumping refuse is very easy. Because in a country like Nigeria now, people have to wait for the refuse company to come. Or if they don't come during rainy season, just people dumping their refuse into the canal system. Which is not good. So when you start doing bringing laws that will clamp down or change those habits, because it's an habit. So one way or the other, you have to look for a way to kill those habits. Another thing is making people to move closer to their place of work.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, when we have this moving smoke, this car, the smoke that have been emitted
from the car.
So if people move closer to their workplace, maybe they can just maybe two or three trek to that. All those things, at least as it may be, it can play a major role in healing the earth. And we have to upgrade, maybe look for a better alternative when it comes to all this oil industry where we have gas burning. If there can be a better alternative, we have countries now. Some of them, their major revenue doesn't come from oil.
Wow.
Some people are looking past the oil era, and very soon now the oil industry will start crying for help, because you have countries where there's invention of
electric cars,
waters that run on fuel. On water, cars are on water.
Okay.
Other ways for us as individuals is to consume less. There are some things we don't need that we just buy. When you start buying cars, buying things you don't need. All these things will play a major role in the society. When we start now, we have to create awareness. I mean, this saving earth, our business. When you start putting it into the hearts of people that, okay, save earth, plant it, save earth. When you save earth, you are saving yourself too.
Mm.
So we have to make this create an awareness and make people believe that it is our responsibility to save the earth. So you can do that in your own little way. I said, government have a major role to play. Have to bring in some laws that will curb the attitude or curb the way people do things when it comes to refuse dumping. Now we have countries that their oceans are very clean, but they take that. There was a time I saw a creation, an invention where the machine goes into the sea and brings out all the polythene deaths. Yes, was created by a teenager also. So all these are the things we need to promote. Inventions like that will do the work for us. So technology is also a good way. Like I said, invention. Technology can help us. All this, then we look for a way to phase out the era of polythene, plastic usage of things. Because those things are actually harmful. They kill the fishes. They kill a lot of things in the water. So look for a phase, a better alternative to it. So I think that should create more awareness and look for a better alternative to some things that are not planet friendly. Let me use that one.
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate your contribution. Thank you. You know, another thing you love the government to do is the fact that government should make it look as though it's a problem that is not just to the government but to individuals. Talking about creating awareness, let it be let it get to a point where everybody sees it as his or her own responsibility. Okay, it is at that point that we start taking those steps to making sure that we are careful about what we do. Because most persons, majority of persons, are not aware of this climate change. They are not aware. They feel it's normal. The heat and the natural disasters we see around us. So they don't care about it. So we thank God for the scientists, okay, who happened to tell us that something has gone wrong. And the faster we attend to it or solve the issue, the better. So we have to also do something basically on our day-to-day life to honor the creation of God. God created the earth and he said, take care of it. So let me talk to you. What are you doing in every day of your life to making sure that the earth is preserved? What are you doing? Okay, so you have to take that step. See it as a problem before you can create a solution to it. If you don't see it as a problem, you will still live in carelessly. Okay? You still live carelessly. I will conclude. But let me read a line or two of Lila June Johnstone poem. Lila June Johnstone said, climate change is not a crisis of carbon dioxide in the sky. It's a crisis of relationship and a crisis of our spirit inside. Until we break down the borders that exist within the mind, we won't be human beings. We will be too busy picking sides. This is how touching this poem is. This is how touching this poem is. And so please, in your own little way, do something about preserving the earth. It is harmful. So please do it. And God will bless you. I believe you've learned one or two things from this short podcast. Share it if you find it educative, if you find it interesting, and also your little way of making sure that this campaign reaches out to many persons is for you to share this podcast. It's for you to tell somebody about it. Maybe you don't have the right terms to relate it, but you're able to put something little. Like we said, we are not professionals, but this is the little way we can learn our voices so that we can preserve God's creation. Thank you and God bless you. See you next on our next episode.